4PXB.
4PXB, KN4VWA.
Sir, how are you?
Not too bad. Haven't been on here in a while. You been doing okay?
Just out running a service call this morning. They got a company, one of our clients, need a computer moved from upstairs to downstairs or vice versa. So that's where I'm heading out. This morning, and not having very bad traffic this morning, so it's definitely a good trip.
Left my house this morning, just north of Inman, headed for McDonough, Georgia, and I'm not even out of the state of South Carolina yet, and I'm an hour and 16 minutes, and I'm still not even out of the state. As usual, the mind-boggling debacle of 85, they're at, anywhere from 14 south to Pelham. It's just amazing, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Sometimes it pays just to look at taking a back road to divert all that and then get on 85 a little bit further up, bypassing all that stupidity.
KB2H Access.
Access, jump in there with us, Dave. How you doing this morning? Listen, I'm not going to be on here very long. I'm not even out of the state yet. The repeater's getting really scratchy down on my end. Am I making it in?
Oh, yeah, I was going to suggest, let me see if I have this first. Good morning to the other gentleman, I forget your name. You're going to need a solid. I was going to suggest going over to that other one and try it out.
I don't have it programmed into this radio yet. Duh, on my part. Yeah, I believe that's Lloyd over there on the other end, KO4PXB.
Hi, Lloyd. Dave here. Over to you, sir. KB2HXS Mobile.
Yep, doing good. Had a very uneventful trip from going in from Simpsonville on Highway 14 in the Greer. So it's definitely a good smooth sailing trip. Like I said, sorry that you're definitely having a bad traffic time frame just trying to get out of South Carolina at the 85 malfunction junction part there.
It's normal. What do they call that? In the military, snafu? Just situation normal. Yeah. So, anyhow, I don't know how long I'll be in here. I don't know how well I'm making it into the repeater, but it's really scratchy coming back this way. I hope you guys can get around to wherever you think you're trying to go without running over anything. Hey, Dave, when do you think you're going to make it up my way?
Good question. Let me get back to you on that on the phone a little bit later. Are you gone for a couple of days? Are you coming back?
No, I'm picking up a piece of used equipment down at McDonough, Georgia, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to install it on Monday. Now, are you planning on coming first of the week, something like that?
Yeah, that would definitely work for me. I got a pretty full dance calendar, or dance card, the next couple of days.
I'm like a winner. Well, I just crossed the first portion of Lake Hartwell. I'm coming up on, what is this? This is Highway 187, Pendleton exit. So, anyhow, am I making it in?
Yeah, we can hear you. Lloyd, over to you. KB2HXS.
You're coming in very clear.
This is a 65-watt radio. And I figured I'd better run some extra juice, so I got it full power down here just trying to make it back in. So I make it in, but I don't copy as well. But you guys are coming in pretty good. Now I'm on the top of a ridge coming up on the between the Pendleton and Fairplay exits.
Yeah, I'm running low power myself here on my Yaesu FT-2980.
I got about half power on my i7000, about 25, 30 watts. I don't like running radios at full power unless I really have to. Gentlemen, I'm going to duck out. I'm coming down at 29 here. The missus and I had taken a couple hours off this morning, and we're going to go down. There's a military warehouse that Patrick went to last week, so we're going to go check it out. See what they got, see what kind of fun stuff they got down there. Steve, over to you, and Lloyd, 73 to everybody. I'm going to back out. KB2HX says. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, bud, and try to keep him straight, Slim. Oh, me. Yeah, I ought to be back by about, I'm thinking by about 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's about 3.5 down, 3.5 back, and I'll spend about a half an hour there getting the equipment, so. Yeah, it's going to be a long, boring, watching the white lines kind of day, Lloyd.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way I think my day is going to go, because we had one of our technicians quit yesterday, so I picked up his workload, and so it's definitely going to be wide open for me.
What you're getting doubled up on? Well, they must have a lot of confidence in you. How about that? I'm passing a really nice motorhome, one of those Class A's, and it's pulling a midget race car. You know those little open-top midget jobs with a big wing on top? He's got him one of those, and it's got a big old V8 engine in it. Man, I cannot imagine riding that little bitty of a car or that small four wheels with that big a motor. Woo-hoo, that'd be a thrill ride.
Yeah, that definitely type of ride you'd buckle up and hang on. All right, I'm at my location, so I'll just say 73 till I talk with you again. It's KO4PXV.
Hey, and put your head down and plow through the best you can. Get whatever you can done. Just don't break your neck doing it, man. Oh, have a good day. KN4VWA. I'm clear after your final.
VWA. Hey there, Steve. KF4NXY, David.
Why, David, how you doing, buddy? Oh, I just motored past your place there a little bit ago.
If you're down in my neck of the woods, come on by, we'll fix you a cup of coffee.
Coming in. I'll be back on here in just a second. Give me about 3 minutes.
I'll catch you in a little bit. Be careful out there. KF4NXY.